I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. Oh no, wait! That's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Look upon the newborn king.
You're not in control.
Whoa! Ho, ho, ho is what you mean.
And a merry old soul was he.
That's exactly what I meant.
I know what you meant. Old King Cole.
This is a salute to Old King Cole and
old
other
Cole.
Nursery rhymes by Mother Goose. Kendall.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right, sorry.
Merry Christmas.
4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Sorry, Cliff, we've been celebrating over here.
Wait, hold on. Crockpot,
yes.
You write down. Crockpot, write down. Salute to nursery
rhymes.
Oh, it's going to be a big one.
Got to do that next year.
What do you want for Christmas?
Do you hear Mrs. Potter Butter Butter train out there? That is not what she sounded like.
I had some St. Patrick's Day sherry.
I know, you've been hitting it hard.
Listen to Kendall, it's so judgmental.
So judgmental now.
Judge Judy.
I heard
over
it right
here.
After I said it.
He gives up the sauce, and we all know that always sticks, right? But anyway, gives up the old saucerino, and he makes fun of me. I'm having to drink for two.
I guess so. You are correct, Cliff. I apologize. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And I don't know if people heard out in the lobby. We're having the neighborhood kids in for to see Santa and our own great beloved friend, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. She is playing Santa for the neighborhood kids.
Yes. So, you know, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she was just so saddened that Sharky Leadbottom IV had canceled photos with Santa over at Gerbil's. And, you know, so she was like, where are the kids going to go? I've got to do this. I got to dress up as Santa. The outfit wouldn't fit Mr. Snodbottom, and you know we only had one, so we didn't want to ruin it.
Right.
So she is dressed as Santa, and she's giving these kids a Christmas they won't forget.
What a triumph of the human spirit!
She's a wonderful soul.
To just take it upon yourself, like, look, and that's isn't that a metaphor for how we need to be in life? Like, God damn it, I'll be my own Santa Claus.
If I can't have Santa, I'll be Santa.
Oh my God. God!
Deep.
The breakthroughs.
Dr. Blathers has really been working with us.
I hope he is listening.
But no, Cliff, we're celebrating our 10th Christmas here on the
yeah.
show. Can you believe that we've been doing this for 10 years?
I can't. Part of me wishes that Crockpot would have queued up a clip from a 2007 Christmas show.
It's a gumble. It's a gamble.
It's a gamble. You gotta know when to hold on.
When to hold on.
Know when to fold on. Know when to hunk away.
Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
Oh, holy night.
That was a mashup.
I love a Glee style mashup, Kendall. You know I cannot stop.
Cliff, I told you, you can't just mash any song together.
We can't stop. We won't stop.
Letting it snow, let it
Let's
snow,
let it snow. And since we've no place to go.
Start the show, start the show, start the show. Right, Cliff.
I've got a Christmas tip.
Well, damn it, hit me.
No, in the spirit of Christmas, I'm going to let you give the first one.
Oh, but we know yours is going to be better.
No, the first gift of Christmas was love, Kendall, and that's what I'm giving you a heaping spoonful of right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to pick a good one for the first one. Cliff.
All right, take your time.
First of all, what I want you and the listeners to do is to seek a fresh perspective on Christmas.
Canada, after all these years.
Yes, it's about damn time.
Okay.
Make a change. This.
For once in my life.
take a task.
I'm gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference.
That drives you crazy.
Make it right. Yeah.
During the holidays. And tackle it in a new way.
Well, now, what drives you crazy?
Well,
I've got it. Shopping for people. And instead of, like, scraping money and maxing out credit cards, I'm just gonna steal the gifts.
Just like you stole that tip.
Just like the Grinch stole Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. I would never steal. Follow the law, kid.
Cliff, just cut some roast beast and reach a tip.
Cut it out. I thought you were gonna be Uncle Joey.
No, God, why would I do that?
I don't know. I hate Full House. And I don't, we don't need.
You know what I hate more than that?
Fuller House. We don't need it. Kendall, here's a tip.
Yes.
For you and the listeners, for a merrier holiday. Instead of one wreath on the door, two wreaths on the door. Hey, easy way to double your Christmas cheer.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Double your wreaths. That's the tip, everybody.
Well, look at there.
I'm not making this shit up.
On our door, I didn't even notice it.
It's from the writers of Facts to the End. Hey, I follow their tips sometimes.
How many other things have you done on that list already?
We'll never know.
I was going to say throw away your shopping list, but we know where that's going to go.
Throw away your shopping list.
You'd be like, I did. I'm buying everything for myself.
Excuse me, boss. One of the jingle bells from my elf shoes has come loose, and I'm wondering if it rolled in here in your studio.
I have not seen you, but I can see your jingle balls right now. Whoa, tights, whoa, tights. Oh, dear. Hello, dear. Oh, dear. I love how you look, Mrs. Potter.
I love how you look.
Sorry, I
think it's great.
It's beautiful. I love it. I love that you're Father Christmas.
The embroidery on the red coat, the white fuzzy sleeve.
Well, dear, I didn't whiff this up last night, dear.
I love it.
Anyone can be Santa Claus, dear. You know that?
Yes.
I agree.
The white fuzzy cuffs used to be a bath mat in our downstairs master bath.
Yes, we need to. That reminds me, dear, we need to get a bath mat tonight, dear, after we leave.
I'll put it on your list and you can
check
it twice.
Well, that was
hilarious.
A good one.
Well, dear, I just wanted to say, you know, Christmas is a wonderful time of year, and we all get together and love one another, and you know, anyone can be Santa, dear, because Santa is more of a feeling, dear, and I know we talk about this every year, dear, but it's a feeling that you feel in your heart, dear, and I want to spread the joy all over Busheltown, dear.
Well, I love that you're spreading joy. You know, one of my favorite things is helping people and spreading love.
Oh.
And it is!
Well, that wasn't sarcastic. Oh, I know you're used to that.
I couldn't tell.
All this emotion from what we're saying.
You know, the tables have turned. Now I can't take your brutal sincerity.
Well.
But you know, it's a season of love, and we just love everybody. We love everybody all around, and it's a love fest year-round with us, the Cliff and Kendall gang. And so, I love the, did I mention the embroidery?
Oh, dear. Well, I did spend hours on this embroidery, dear.
Wow. I can really tell.
Right now.
That is special, some craftswomanship.
Special trick, dear. I use a nice, shiny thread that had a little bit of tinsel in it, dear, so it sparkles when you look at it, dear.
Oh, my. Have you ever heard such a brilliant mind at work, boss?
No. Like Santa himself.
Oh, dear. You know, I'm having mixed feelings. I've never before felt these kind of urges for someone with a long, white beard, girl.
Oh, now, dear, not what I'm dressed as Santa, dear.
Oh, dear, we better get back out the line of children.
Oh, my dear, it's doubled in size. Dear, everyone make sure you get a candy cane. Oh, that isn't this beautiful what they're doing? I just love, I'm sorry, my heart is warmed.
I see trees of green.
You know, sorry if that's the way I feel.
Red roses too. I see them bloom. For me and you,
me and you,
and I think to myself, it's a marshmallow world in the winter.
When
the snowflakes are starting to fall.
No, it just, you know, this just brings me hope.
What hope? Hope for the future. You know, I think one of the keys for hope in the future is, you know, I don't know if people do this anymore, Kendall. I think it's a great idea. What's that? Instead of using the garland on the, you know, the railing, everybody has one of those big banisters, right?
Yeah.
I know in my studio apartment, I have a giant banister. And I'm always like, how am I going to dress this up?
What do I put on this banister? Tell our listeners, Cliff.
Well, you know, people put holly or what is that other stuff? Just like boughs of green.
Boughs of holly.
No, but it's not always holly. It's like fir.
Fir.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Not fir, like fir.
What are you talking about?
But it's like tree.
Tree.
Pine
boughs.
Maybe. But anyway.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
But anyway, don't use that.
Whatever it is, don't use it.
Use red and white balloons.
Red and white balloons?
Kendall loves it.
Christmas party? a birthday party?
Why can't you? In all honesty, okay. In all utter honesty, when I decorate my studio apartment for Halloween and Christmas, I want every day of that holiday season.
I can every day feel like Christmas.
Yeah, I want it to feel like I'm at a damn Halloween party when I'm at my house on Tuesday morning in October.
I want
to feel like I'm at a Christmas party passing the nog on December 3rd, you know, at noon.
Cliff, speaking of, pass me some of that nog.
Pass me some of that nog. Little bit of egg, little bit of nog.
That's all I was trying to do was set up that joke.
Yeah,
but
we did it.
You stole that one too.
My last tip for this session is just put a ribbon on it.
If you like it, then you got to put a ribbon on it.
That's how you
there's
know.
There's a mashup.
That's how you know if someone truly loves you when they give you your Christmas gift. If there's a ribbon or a bow on it, that means that's
an
extra I love you. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, well, here's this, I taped some paper on it, that's like a fuck off.
It's like, here, I put it in this bag and I threw it at you.
I can think of a few people I'd like to send just something wrapped with paper on it without a bow.
Shitty turn.
Whoa. But anyway, I won't because it's Christmas.
Cliff, drop those damn expensive high-stress rituals.
Drop them.
If there's something that you're just like, that stresses you out, like 12,000 nutcrackers you got to put out every year. Now, if you want to put them out and you love them, it's a different thing. If it stresses you out, drop it. Find a new tradition.
You know, I was stressing about all 12,000 of my nutcrackers.
Well, you know, you never know. Or like you have like a chocolate chip pancake eating contest. I don't know. Whatever you do that stresses you out, don't do it.
Right. Good idea. Kendall, it's time. It's time for a little Christmas segment I like to call Fill in the Blank. Blank.
I love it.
It's
going
to be one
fill in some blanks.
Blank of a show, everybody.
One, I don't know. I can think of one funny comeback of the show.
Definitely not that.
Damn. Okay, Cliff.
Right.
You want me to start or do you want to start?
Damn. I wish I was your Santa. Remember that classic one?
No, but there's always a way to jump to a song.
There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true.
The old man stood there quivering with fury, stammering as he tried to come up with a real crusher. All he got out was nodding finger!
Well, I know it was from A Christmas Story, but yes. was there a blank?
Read the blank.
I got it.
There you go. One for you, Cliff.
All right, Kendall. Here we go. I'm the one drinking for two,
everybody.
Every
time.
It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Kendall, nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to blanket?
Ruin it.
Oh, say it with more emphasis, Kendall.
Ruin it.
No, I was trying to hint. Emphasize.
Damn it. Way to trick me.
Oh, what a trick. Christmas is the time for pranks.
Was that from Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Oh, hey.
The best way to spread Christmas blank is singing loud for all to hear.
Cheer!
Cheer!
Where everybody knows your name. Bum, 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 bum. This is extremely important. Will you please tell Santa that instead of presents this year, I just want my blank back?
My baby back.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back.
My mama back.
That was that, and that's actually a better joke than the one I was hoping to make. which was that was actually groove back. That was from Stella's Got Her Groove.
Oh, so that's what I was trying to think of. Actually, we were on the same page.
But it's actually I want my family back from Home Alone.
Seeing is blank, but sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see.
Oh. Believing?
Whoa!
Do you believe? Kendall, if I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips would be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of blank through his heart.
Holly through his heart.
Holly.
Oh, bless you. Was that the sneezing elephant from
blank? That's from Snow White. it gets it. That's good enough.
Okay. Well, that's what we strive for. Oh dear.
You're making a lovely vision of Santa Claus.
Oh dear, please. The way you're looking at me dressed as Santa is making me blush, dear. Please. My rosy cheeks are getting rosier.
Oh, we're all a little too rosy around here.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
I'm going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Kendall, you stand here with me and I'll be right
back. Oh, okay.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
If anybody loves trains, it's me, Johnny Cash. You know, if your boy's under 10 like mine is, he needs a big Lionel like this Black River Freight. Lionel also makes HO gauge trains for older kids like this Burlington 181. But for smaller hands, the big Lionel is easier to handle and put on the track. This Christmas, get your boy a train that's built for the way young boys play. A big, rugged Lionel. Lionel, the big train for small hands.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Merry Christmas.
And a ho, ho, ho.
Now, Kendall, during the break.
During the break, what happened?
Oh, in case you didn't notice, we are back. The commercial's over. Come back. I went outside, and what did I see?
What did your wondering eye should appear?
Charles, the contractor.
But please don't ruin Christmas
again. He was
again.
Out on the lawn. And
I wasn't such a
flower. Well, he was out, you know, on the grass between us and the main KBSH building.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd gotten out our big inflatable chipmunk that we have in front of the studio. But he blew out the motor on the thing that inflates it.
Uh-huh.
And because he thought it'd be funny if he put the hose in his pants and like blew out his pants for a second,
uh-huh.
But that blew out the motor. And so anyway, he was bribing one of these neighborhood kids with a lollipop to blow it up.
Oh God!
I just noticed that.
that was my blower upper thing that I brought in for him to use.
Damn, I guess you didn't know what to tell Mrs. Butter 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 Churn you want for Christmas.
Another blower-upper motor thing.
Another blower-upper.
Cliff, you know.
That's what listeners are saying. You know, this episode's really another blower-upper.
I'm going to try to move past the sadness of thinking about Charles Contract for a moment.
Let's do it.
I'm going to try to think of something more positive and happy.
Okay.
I did have this wonderful thought, Cliff, that we are just like Jesus.
We are.
No, we're like the spirit of Christmas, because if you think about it, the KBSH annex building, this garden shed that we've turned into a studio, is like the stable behind the inn. There's no room for us over there. So we have been forced to come over here to create a Christmas miracle.
Wow. Isn't that true?
Not pathetic, but prophetic.
It's profound.
Thank you. That's what I'm.
I don't know what it's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things.
it works on so many levels.
Perfect. That's what I was going
I'll
for.
I'll be thinking about it all week.
Good. Think about it on your way home.
What like our listeners think about right now are some upcoming events in Busheltown.
Oh, it's time for the Busheltown Community Calendar.
It's that time again. All right.
I do. You know, I love the events. Well, some of the events that they have in Busheltown. I love to know what's happening.
I think that, just like you said, I think we're at the age, I love to know what's happening. I don't necessarily want to go out and do a lot of things.
I never want to go and do anything. I watch on the calendar as those pass by, and I'm like, oh, I missed that one, too.
And I'm like, I'm so glad that happened today.
Well, this one you might want to go ahead and pass up, Cliff.
Oh.
They're having this thing called Sanin Machine Guns.
Yes.
And allows family, including children and babies, to take their pick of weaponry from a large arsenal of pistols, shotguns, AK-47s, grenade launchers, and machine guns, and use them as props in a cozy Christmas photo with dear old Saint Nick.
Oh,
off? That's over at the Busheltown Armory.
Oh, well.
So if you hear something go off, a gunshot, you know where it's coming from.
There you go. Whoa. So
there you go.
Kendall, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Let's all head over to the Wet Whistle Bar and Grill. For their Merry Did You Know Christmas Trivia Contest. Kendall, I want you to know, you're going to like this, Kendall. They've got free Virgin Marys for designated drivers like
you. Oh, I love it.
And the winner of the big Merry Did You Know at Christmas.
I wrote
Xmas, and I almost tried to like pronounce it like that. The winner of the big Merry Did You Know Christmas Trivia Contest will receive $1,000 in holiday savings coupons.
Whoa. I'm definitely going to put that one on my calendar to pass up. I mean, not because I want to pass it up, because I'm old and that's what we just talked about doing. All right. Cliff, the Busheltown 4th Annual Convict Christmas Day is coming up.
Has it only been four?
Only four so
only
far.
Four.
It's a new tradition.
Oh.
You are paired with a convict because, you know, they deserve a Christmas too.
Sure they do.
Sheriff Frogblast says that what happened last year will not happen again. They caught 40% of the people that escaped, and they now have to sign a document saying they will not do it again.
Well, that's good. Hope they...
As long as they're being held accountable.
Hope they remember to notarize that document.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me this. Like, secretly, whenever you hear of, like, a prison break or something, aren't you on the side of the escaping? You're like, run!
Yeah, I'm like, I would really like to see somebody escape and get away with it.
Yeah.
It's like you're watching Fugitive.
Right.
In real life.
Like, spoiler alert, Shawshank Redemption. Kendall, there's a lot of festive fast food in town these days. Ooh, for the holidays.
Some festive fast food in this hot humidity.
Yeah. And over at the Beef Boy, they've got
a
new special, which is gingerbread crusted veal value meal for the adults. And it's a limited time only, folks. Get over there quick. And then for the kids, they've got reindeer-shaped beef bites in the kids' meal. And so that's at the Beef Boy. And then across the street at the BFD, the Busheltown Fried Deer, they got free nog shots with the purchase of any fried deer platter or family-size pudding bucket.
Cliff, the Busheltown Handbell Society is giving a performance in Town Square Tuesday night.
Oh, ding dong!
Carol of the Balls.
Whoa.
There is a noise ordinance, Cliff, so they can't actually play the bells. So they're doing a silent performance. They've taken the bells out, and it's going to be more like a street performance, and they're going to do some light humming.
Oh, okay. What they should do is get those like a comb and a piece of paper. And do the...
Yeah.
We don't have any combs, so we can't do it. Oh, Jesus.
That.
Stop. No, they shouldn't do that. Never do that. Anybody, ever. Kendall, guess what? Christmas Eve, it's time again for the annual All Other Religions Winter Mixer. And that's going to be again at the Mertzikofagen Motel. They've moved the meeting room. This year, they're going to be in meeting room D, because last year they were in B and it was just a little too big.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know,
they need all that extra space.
Yeah, it's echoing and everything. And but it's going to be a whole lot of fun for anybody who is celebrating anything other than Christmas. But it is a BYOM, bring your own menorah.
All right, that's all that's happening in Busheltown this week.
I'm going to put it on the calendar. All right, well, but don't forget, everybody, also, Fairgrounds, December 26th, day after Christmas, the big bad gift swap. Take all the gifts you hate, and it's time to swap them for something that you don't hate as much.
You just hope you don't run into the person that gave it to you.
Or hope you've already swapped out your
gift. What are you doing with that gift?
Oh, I needed another. Just lie.
Just lie. If you want to learn one thing from us on Christmas, it's lie.
Just lie. Just lie. All problems in life can be solved if you just lie.
Where did Mr.
Snodgrass
go?
Lie. I don't know. Where did he go? He was looking for the bell on his shoe.
You think he had to go change?
I don't know.
Anyway, Sorry, Cliff, I got distracted.
I feel like we're embroiled in a mystery all of a sudden.
Well, you're singing those songs about lying. I'm kind of confused.
You lie by a little time. Life goes on. What else can I do? Remember that old Reba song?
I don't know that one.
Well, look it the hell up.
Google it.
Google that shit.
What's happening? Do you have more Christmas tips? Well, I'm going to ask what our listeners are thinking every week.
What is happening? And then they go deeper. They think, and why is it happening to me?
Why am I subjected to this? Cliff, you know, bigger is not always better.
I've been trying to tell people that for years.
Now, that's what we've been trying to tell ourselves.
I do have one final Christmas tip. It's for a gift that you can make for your friends, anybody who gets cold. You know those annoying people who are always like, I'm cold,
yeah,
it's so
those
cold.
People that aren't as bad as us.
Yeah, hate them. And I hate anybody under 250 pounds. Mm-hmm. Hate.
Yes.
I'll tolerate them, but I hate them.
So, I'll tolerate them, but I hate them.
And I think that's a lot of people's opinions on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, why don't you make them a hand warmer? And here's how you do it. You buy a bean bag and you heat it up in the microwave for 20 seconds before you give it to them.
All right. What else is going on? We got host match coming up. Ho, ho, host match.
Oh, I'm so glad you made it Christmassy like that.
Well, you know. We need a little Christmas.
Or were you having a stroke?
No. I couldn't tell. No, I had one of those yesterday.
Oh, I got a stroke. Kendall has
a genius.
Kendall does the old beef stroganoff every day. So. All right, so this is host match. We're going to try to match each other with some more blanks. I told you earlier it was going to be one blank of a show, and you didn't know it was foreshadowing about all the segments that have blanks in them that we were going to do.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. But anyway, Kendall, here's the first one of this Christmas host match round.
All right.
Kendall, this time of year, Santa's elves are so busy making toys, they don't even have time to eat. So, they get their nutrition from blank.
All right, let me write it down.
All right. What do you got?
All right. Are we doing this 1, 2, 3, or are we just saying each?
Yeah, let's do 1, 2, 3, okay. Right?
1, 2, 3.
Salsa. Anal suppositories.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Mine was a little spicier.
Spicy noodle there, Kendall. Kendall, all right, next one. We're just going to move right along, everybody. All
right.
It's a busy Christmas season. We've all got a lot to do.
A lot to get to.
Kendall, along the road to Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph wanted to stop for a romantic lunch.
Oh, my.
Kendall, there were no shade trees to rest beneath, so they stretched out under blank.
Okay.
Okay, there was...
Ass!
It was ass!
Oh, you did too, okay.
That's a host match.
A host match!
Kendall, Ebenezer Scrooge didn't want to spend money on gifts for his employees, so instead of shopping, he went out to the street and collected some blank to give away.
Okay. One, two, three.
Trash!
Host match!
There you go.
Ho, ho, host match!
All right, it's a Christmas miracle. Here, hearts are being warmed. Little match girls are living and not dying. All right, Kendall, Dracula wanted his Christmas tree to be special, but he didn't like tinsel. So instead, he covered his tree with blank.
Okay, one, two, three.
Blood! Oh, well.
I felt like you needed something to string up.
It's good. I was thinking of the...
Squirt bottle?
Well, like the really fine... tinsel that you just sort of throw all over. Uh-huh. But I think we were both on the same track. Mm-hmm. Something bloody. Kendall, guess what?
What?
Stupid Stewart.
Oh, God. How stupid was he?
He was so stupid. He couldn't find his angel or a star for the top of the tree, so he put a blank on it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. A ring.
Dead rat. Oh!
If you like it, then you put a ring.
Hang on it. If you like it, then you put a dead rat on it. Kendall, finally.
Like the ring to that.
For this holiday host match.
Holiday host
match. One blessed Christmas Eve. Rudolph was panicking because his nose light went out, and desperately, he taped a blank to his face and hoped nobody would notice.
Okay. One, two, three. A car
burning
headlight.
Hot coal.
Oh. Somebody's gonna notice the screen.
The screen.
not a smart choice. Cause that was a fun host match.
Anyway, I like that you're giving out, tips to the kids. Don't glue hot coals.
Please
to your
don't.
Face.
Kids, don't try this at home.
That's not a smart choice.
Excuse me. me, dear. I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear.
Yeah, dear. You're really giving these children a Christmas to remember, dear.
Oh, dear. Well, it is a beautiful, wonderful sentiment that I just love Christmas so much, dear. And to see the smiles on the children's faces, dear.
Oh, yes. You know, this whole thing's reminding me of a song, dear.
Oh, dear. You know, the song
goes like this. Santa baby, put something under my tree for me.
Oh, dear.
Pinch, pinch.
Dear, please.
Santa
dear,
baby.
Why are you wearing regular slacks, dear?
Hurry down my chimney tonight, dear.
Dear, don't sing about a chimney here, dear.
I can go into it on the air, dear. There were certain things happening below my waist.
Oh, my, dear, that's where you went.
That couldn't be shown in those tight elf tights.
I hate to break this up. But we're in the middle of a show.
Oh, we are. I forgot
dear,
where we were.
Dear, heavens to Betsy, dear. I'm sorry. That was improper. Dear, I was so flustered by Mr. Snotbottom singing that song to me, dear.
I didn't know what you were doing in here, bud. I thought you, or maybe it was just, I'd fallen asleep in your chair.
We were just sleeping in here. It is our most comfortable place to be.
Well, many's the time I've seen Charles the Contractor stretched out across your table, napping away.
Oh, God, don't mention his name, please.
Well, it's been a wonderful show. I think you make a wonderful Santa, Mrs. Yeah, Potter, Butter, Butter, Churn.
Dear, thank you. I want to add one thing at the end of the show,
okay.
And dear, I think you know what it is.
All right.
A Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night, dear.
Amen. Thanks for listening to the show.
See you here next week.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
No, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you, Chris.
And to you.
And to you.
Back at you.
Back at you.
Back rubber glue. Your glue.
No, I'm more of tar, and the tar won't stick. It just falls off and then flops back over to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.